Hello and welcome to another episode of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Well, my guest in this episode is Jerry Hoey, who's general manager of GuestDiary.com, which is based in Donegal Town. The company dates back to 2008, and its Guest Diary system offers a unique 4-in-1 software solution to the hospitality industry and is chiefly geared towards small hotels and guest houses. In recent years, it's expanded rapidly and indeed has a significant export market now, providing its software to businesses in places as far away as Vietnam. Jerry, maybe if we can just start off by asking you, I suppose, for the elevator pitch, if you can just tell us what exactly GuestDiary.com is all about.
Absolutely, Chris, no problem. It's a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon. So what is GuestDiary.com? That's a great question. GuestDiary.com is a number of different things, Chris, but on a very basic level, what we are, we're an all-in-one supplier of software to the hospitality sector. So what I mean by all-in-one is that effectively we have four products rolled into one offering. And the four components of the products are what we call a property management system. So that's a cloud-based system that allows a hotel to manage all of their reservations and rates, their check-ins, their check-outs, their reporting, their EPOS integrations like their tills and so on, and a raft of other things. I mean, it's a fully-fledged end-to-end solution that effectively runs anything related to reservations within the hotel. That's the first part of the product offering. Off the back of that, Chris, we also have what we call a channel manager. Now, a channel manager, for anyone not in the hospitality sector, will seem like a foreign concept, but it's quite simple. A channel manager is a piece of software that we build that allows our system to seamlessly integrate with our property management system. So what does that mean? That means that when a hotel, for example, closes a room on our property management system, that will automatically close that room on Booking.com, Airbnb, Expedia, Hotels.com, Trivago, all of the large, what we call online travel agent systems. So that creates this seamless integration. So that works with both availability, so when they close a room, and also with rates. So if they change a rate, we'll say, on the guest diary property management system, that will automatically close it on Booking.com, or change a rate on Booking.com and Expedia and so on. As well as that, when a booking is placed on Booking.com, the reservations come down from their systems down into our property management system. So the big advantage there is that you've got one place where all your reservations reside, and effectively you can control everything then in terms of your reservations from one single place, which is our property management system and channel manager. So that's the first two. The third thing is our booking engine technology. So effectively about 90-95% of our customers will also avail of our booking engine technology. So that's effectively a booking engine for their own website. And the fourth part of our product offering is the website itself. So we also provide a web builder product as part of our offering. So when you look at that, it's a full end-to-end solution. You've got the property management system, the channel manager, the booking engine, and a website for the hotel as well. And most of the customers we work with would take almost all those products from us, Chris, in the market.
Now, I was looking at your Facebook page, and you had a great little video up, a promotional video showing a guy, a fairly elderly gentleman at a reception
an
desk.
An elderly gentleman, yes, that's correct.
With lots of books in front of him and putting stuff in manually and using Tippex, and there was an arrival at the desk and all sorts of frustration. So it really illustrated just so well how things have moved on, and going from a cumbersome process that, you know, was very much open to human error as well, to a system now when effectively, and using a product like yours, when somebody gets familiar with it, it's going to save them so much time, and you end up with a very efficient booking system.
Absolutely, Chris. I mean, there's a number of tangible benefits in terms of a hotel or small guest house. I mean, one of them you've mentioned already, time and effort. It streamlines the whole process in terms of managing the reservations on a day-to-day basis. I mean, hoteliers and guest houses, I mean, in terms of technology, they're not necessarily, shall we say, technology people. They're not technology whiz kids. So they don't have all day to be managing these things. So what we try to do is we try and bring these high-level concepts down to a lower level for them and into a simple package that they can understand and use on a day-to-day basis. So, I mean, one of the tangible benefits, as you say, is time saving, but the other things are, for example, overbookings. So a very common thing in the hotel industry, and you'll hear about this sort of thing all the time with the bigger hotels in the likes of the Dublins and places, and you'll get it rurally here in Donegal as well, is overbookings. And that generally comes about when a hotel is using different systems, you know, so they're going around and they're updating their booking.com separate from their Airbnb, or they're updating their hotels.com website separate from their booking engine. So you end up with this disarray where effectively they've got different availability and rates all over the place. So our system consolidates that all under one roof, and it eliminates the possibility of a double booking. And any hotel that suffers from double bookings at the minute will know what I'm talking about. It's a huge, huge issue in the industry, particularly at peak times during the summer. I mean, the other thing as well, Chris, with ourselves, is that hotels love to have one point of contact. So if you're a hotelier or a small guest house, when something breaks, you don't want to be figuring out, okay, who do I call to sort this out, and who's my point of contact in company A or company B? That's eliminated with ourselves because everything's under one roof. You pick up the phone, you talk to our support team in Donegal town here, and you get the answers that you need over the phone. And it's something we do incredibly well, Chris, here, is we do the support incredibly well. Because I should add that primarily we deal with the smaller to mid-size independently owned hotels and guest houses. We don't deal with the bigger chain hotels because those types of hotels have different requirements that are beyond what we would provide in our system. We work primarily with the small to independent ones because those people you're dealing primarily with the owner manager of the hotel, and we have a personal relationship with all of those hotels, and we really like that because any of the customers we work with, we've had long standing relationships with them, and we've had very personal relationships with these people, you know. We've dealt with them for many, many years, and customers like that. They like that personal touch, Chris, and we always get out to see them. We go out on the road and see them as well. So those are big advantages of the system, absolutely. You know, it brings that confusion out of it for a lot of hotels. It lifts that mist around hotel technology off into the sky. Effectively, that's what it does, you know.
Yeah. So you touched on their overbookings, and yeah, I can imagine how in a small hotel, maybe they were dealing with booking.com and they have so many bookings, but then the person has to go and look at maybe another website or another booking system, and they're having to compile it all manually. You're bringing it all together, so it makes life easier for everyone. Now, tell me, Jerry, the company was founded back in 2008, which times were very different. I dare say in 2008, a lot of people were still making telephone Absolutely. Bookings and quite Absolutely. Different to what we have now. So how did the company start in 2008, and what were the initial products, and how were you involved?
Well, I mean, interestingly, you brought up an interesting point. I mean, the company, the brainchild of the company, Chris, came around primarily from what you mentioned, telephone bookings, okay? I mean, the landscape, as you say, was very different back 15, 16 years ago. People take for granted now that they go onto their phone, they go in online and they book. There'll be a generation coming up now that never knew that booking engines never existed, you know? But back in, I'd be old enough to remember where you had to make a phone call to make a booking. So it got us thinking back at that time, why don't we build a booking engine, okay, for hotels? There seems to be a need in the industry for this. So we went off and we did that, and we went out to market with that booking engine shortly after. So then we kind of went, okay, that's fine. That's one part of the puzzle solved, and we started to take on some customers quite slowly at the start. We primarily obviously started in Donegal because that was where our home base was, and we would have worked with probably most, if not all, the hotels in Donegal at one point or another. So then we decided we were going to put a booking engine product on the back of that then. Sorry, not a booking engine, a website product on the back of the booking engine product. So that allowed a customer or hotel then to have two products from us, a website and a booking engine. So that was the booking engine sorted for their website, and we looked after all that for the hotels. Then this concept of the channel manager came along shortly after, and it turns out we were the first company at the time to come up with this in Ireland, and that's way back around 2010, 2011. Whereby we thought, wouldn't it be a good idea if we could feed availability and rates out to all these other channels, booking.com, Airbnb, and so forth. So we went off, we devised this channel manager product. Now, in its early days, in its early inception, it was nothing more than what we call a screen scraping system. And for non-technical people, it really means that our system was logging into these other systems and manually updating rates and availability. It was all very cumbersome and old-fashioned. But that was the brainchild of it in terms of the channel manager. So then that evolved over time, and we built tighter integrations to Booking.com and Airbnb. So then we had three products on the table there, Chris. We had the website, the Booking Engine, and the channel manager. Around about 2014, 2015, what started to happen, another gap appeared in the industry. And that gap related to what we call the property management system, which we've discussed there. I mean, that product, we were finding as we went into customers' premises and we would say, look, there's the website, the Booking Engine, and the channel manager. The customer would turn around and say, okay, that's all great, Jerry. Where do I put my bookings? Where do I input my telephone bookings? Where do I input my email bookings? So we were left standing, okay, we can't do this. So we need to devise a system to accommodate all reservations. So that was the brainchild of the property management system back in around 2014, 2015. So we went off and we built a kind of an early version of that. And that went out to our existing customer base around about 2015, 2016. So we started selling that into existing hotels that were currently on our books. And the reception was excellent. And there's tangible benefits to having a channel manager connected into your property management system in your hotel, because bookings are just flowing down seamlessly into the property management system and appear in front of your eyes, in front of you. So customers didn't need to worry anymore about going off to a separate property management system and taking the bookings from our system and putting them into a separate system elsewhere. It was all seamlessly integrated in that one platform. So then after that, we ratcheted up the sales and marketing, Chris. So really, we put a very strong sales and marketing strategy in place. And it's what we would call here internally a marketing mix, okay? There's no one-size-fits-all in terms of selling to the hotel sector. It's one thing we realized early on. We have a mix of marketing. Say we do a lot of online marketing, of course. We do our Facebook marketing. We do our pay-per-click advertising. We do our search advertising, whatever it is. But as well as that, we do a lot of advertising in here to people the old-school way. So post is still primarily the way we do our marketing, believe it or not, Chris. And people would say in the modern age, you are mad. Why are you spending money on post? But you have to remember the demographic of the hotels in terms of the age demographic. Most hotel owner managers are primarily in their 50s, 60s, 70s. That's the kind of age bracket you're talking about, and probably more so primarily in the 60s and 70s in some cases. So we kind of got thinking, these guys are not online. I mean, a potential hotel owner is not looking for a new property management system or a new booking system for their hotel on Facebook or Google. They're generally not doing that. So what we done is we absolutely blitzed the market effectively with print. So what that consists of is things like letters, personalized letters to the hotels, postcards to the hotels, brochures to the hotels, flyers to the hotels. It's quite an expensive way to do marketing, but it does yield the results, Chris. We do see results from that. Yeah, so that's a bit of a history up from 2008.
So they're they're seeing the likes of a brochure that comes in, they look at it, they see the pictures, and quite quickly they can get an idea of what the product is all about. When we go back to the early years, Jerry, your initial customers, your first few customers, did you start it off very much on a local basis? And then I suppose word of mouth was important as well.
Absolutely. And very much that's still the case in the hospitality sector. All the hotels talk among themselves. You know, it's like any business. They've got their own networking groups. So we started off around Donegal Town. We took on a few hotels around Donegal Town way back then. And then it basically snowballed from there. And as you say, you hit the nail on the head. It effectively came a lot through word of mouth, because in those early days, Chris, we were caught like rabbits in the headlights to a certain extent, I suppose, for want of a better term. The success was coming, but it wasn't necessarily coming through sales and marketing. It was purely through the word of mouth. That's the way a lot of it came. And as I say, that rings true today. We still get a lot of our business through references from other customers. When our customers are happy with the product, they're happy to refer it on to other hotels. And that is primarily how we get a lot of sales at the minute as well. That's another avenue we use. And we leverage that quite a bit. I mean, for example, if you're a hotel there, Chris, and you refer on our products to another hotel friend of yours, we will give you something like, say, an Amazon gift voucher, for example, for your troubles, you know, something like that there. So we do leverage that quite effectively to get other hotels through referrals. That works quite well for us.
Now, take us forward a few years. COVID, when it came, it posed all sorts of problems for various businesses. Some came out of things better than before. It certainly forced a lot more people online. So from your company's point of view, guestdiary.com, what happened during the COVID period and what came out of it?
Very, very interesting question, Chris. COVID actually, more than anyone else in any other company at the time, we were all hit hard at the start and we looked around at each other and we thought, what's happened here and what are we going to do? So two things came out of the COVID from our perspective, and it was actually, the COVID in many ways was excellent for us. And I hate to say that because so many companies at the time were suffering. COVID was an opportune time for us, and we like to think we made the most of it. Firstly, what happened during the COVID times is the hotels were, for want of a better term, sitting on their hands. They were twiddling their thumbs. They had nothing to do, Chris. The big issue we always have getting the product into hotels is the, I suppose, initial speed bump of the setup, the initial setup and bedding it into the property. And that takes a bit of time, because hotels, as I say, they're not technical people in the main. So it can take a few weeks to bed it in and get it all set up and sorted. And hotels, primarily in the big urban centres, are busy all the time. So it's very difficult to get a hotel to sit down and pin them in the one place for a couple of days or a day and say, look, sit there, let's sort this out and get it live. Of course, with the COVID, they had nothing else to do. So it was an opportune time for the hotels to say, okay, I think I'm going to change my property management system, or I think I'll change my website, or I'll change my booking system. That actually worked incredibly well for us, Chris, at the time. It was an absolute godsend in some ways, So we made the most of it. We done well on the sales, during the COVID years, because they just had nothing else to do in the hotel sector at the time, and it suited us. We were sitting there ready, willing and able to help these guys out, and they were willing to give us their time. So everybody won in that situation. The other big thing that came out of it, Chris, was that on the back of that, then we started thinking about how could we streamline the onboarding process. Our onboarding process prior to 2020 was quite cumbersome and time consuming, mainly for the perspective of that every hotel had to get training. So you'd have to sit down with every hotel on a one-to-one basis and, okay, let's look through the system. This is how it works. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. So as you can understand, that doesn't scale up very well. I mean, we wanted to grow as a business. We had great growth plans prior to COVID, and we thought, how are we going to scale this business up by doing training all day? We just can't do that on an ongoing basis. So we came up with this concept of what we call Guest Diary University, which was basically an online course that we built for the hotels. So when we onboarded them, a prerequisite for every hotel was to sit and do the Guest Diary University course. So that gave them the skills that they needed to use our system more or less then out of the box. So that cut us out of the equation altogether in terms of the initial speed bump of the training and the time-consuming job that was. So that was another thing that came out of the COVID. So in summary, Chris, the COVID worked out very well for us, It was probably the shake we needed in some ways, and it might have been a shake that some of the hotels needed too, in terms of maybe spending their time a wee bit better to transition over to the likes of a product like ours, because we would have had a lot of hotels there that would have still been using even books, for example, to maintain all their bookings. So you might have had a hotel that was just using literally a copy back book to a hardback book to maintain all their reservations, and in a big busy hotel that's just not going to work long term. So it worked for the hotels and it worked for us. So it was an opportune time for us, Chris. Absolutely. It worked out quite well.
My guest this week is Jerry Hoey, General Manager of GuestDiary.com, whose offices are in the Donegal Town Enterprise Centre. At the end of the day, Ireland is a relatively small market, so you have branched out to places further afield, including, in recent times, Vietnam. So tell us maybe a little bit about your export markets, but starting off with the Vietnamese market, which may come as a surprise to many people.
It's a bit of a left-of-field one, all right, Chris, I admit, absolutely. And being honest, it was a bit of a left-of-field one for us also. I can't say it came about necessarily at the outset through any particular strategic decision. That decision mainly came about through a relationship that we had with a particular individual in that market. So over the course of a number of years there, back around 2016, 2017, even into 2018, we built up a relationship with a gentleman over there that was working in a hotel doing sales and marketing, okay? And he was a very amicable chap, and we just got to know him an awful lot better. And over time, we got us thinking, what about Vietnam as a market, And we had our concerns at the outset. But eventually what we did is we employed him as a full-time sales agent in the market in 2019. Now, that came with its own set of challenges, as you can imagine. Going out into the Far East markets is challenging at the best of times. But in terms of ourselves here in Donegal, firstly, we had to translate the whole system into the local language, which was a mammoth task in and of itself. The other thing, obviously, there's certain things within different markets. For example, Vietnam, there's legislative differences there in terms of how the Vietnamese government wants things to be done on hotel software, for example. So we had to adhere to all those different protocols and rules and regulations that were there. So there was quite a bit of a lead-in time there to get the system ready for market out there. But ready for market it was, and we went out. And this gentleman has been doing sales in Ho Chi Minh City since 2019. Now, of course, the COVID hit. Now, I talked before about the positive that came out of the COVID in terms of the market here in Ireland in particular. You know, it worked out quite well. The opposite applied in the Vietnamese market. The Vietnamese market and Asia in general took a long, long time to recover from the COVID. And I would go so far as to say that the Asian markets, even at this point in time, haven't fully recovered, specifically Vietnam in terms of the inbound tourism. But that is turning a corner. Since the start of this year, that has absolutely turned a corner. There's no doubt about that. So that was slow to come back. There's no doubt about that. But rather than sit on our hands, we're not the type of people to sit on our hands here in Guest Diary, we decided let's throw the kitchen sink at it and let's employ another individual in the Vietnamese market. So we duly done so. We went out and found another sales agent there around August last year, and he's based up in the north of Vietnam. So basically, we have one sales agent there in Hanoi and another sales agent in Ho Chi Minh City. But it's an interesting country in terms of the demographic and the layout and the different cultures and various things from the north to the south. What we tend to find is that the hotels in the north, when they do a lot of research into the products, they don't make decisions quickly. They don't make decisions on a whim. They tend to do their research. And when they do their research, then they go with the product. They tend to stay around for the long term. It's a bit more fickle in the south of the country. Customers tend to come and there's a bit of churn of customers. But that's just the way it is. It's just the nature of the different, the north and the south of the country. But overall, that's been going incredibly well for us. We have 60 big hotels there currently in Vietnam as we speak, and that's continuing to grow every week, Chris. So currently it's in around approximately 10% of our export growth at the minute. It's about 10% in the Vietnamese market. That would be the total export at the minute. It would be about 10%.
So little does unsuspecting Irish tourists realise when they go to book into their hotel in downtown Hanoi, the system that's coming up behind the desk could be Guest Diary.
GuestDiary.com, exactly. Yeah. I mean, just in terms of booking numbers, when you talk about guests, Chris, I mean, I think we looked at it there earlier in the year. I mean, there's probably somewhere north of 100 million US dollars in terms of value of reservations that have gone through our system in the Vietnamese market since we went live there back in about 2019. So it's a bit of a success story, absolutely, no doubt about it.
So here in Europe, where are your main countries for exporting the product?
So obviously, I mean, the UK is a good market for us, always has been. We started off in the UK probably in the early days. I mean, I know I spoke earlier about starting off in Donegal, but quite early on, I suppose we were a wee bit wise to the fact that Ireland was quite a small market. So we kind of dipped our toe into the UK market in the early days. And primarily what we did there, Chris, in the early days, we tapped into the likes of London, the Birminghams, the Liverpools, the Manchesters, okay, the bigger cities. But over time, what we've done to an extent is we've taken a step back from those bigger urban centres. And the main justification for that is because our customer base in terms of hotels is primarily the small to medium sized hotels, as I say. The issue you come up against doing sales in the bigger cities is that you're mainly dealing with big chain hotels. So you're dealing with the Travel Lodges and the Hiltons and these types of hotels, which are the type of properties we just don't deal with. You know, you can't really get any sort of a decision maker on the ground to make a decision for you in those hotels, because they're not the decision makers that you meet when you come in to do a meeting in those hotels. So what we did is we went back out into the country places in the UK. So we went into places like the West Country, Yorkshire, you know, particularly Scotland as well has been a good one for us of late. We picked up a lot of customers there up around Glasgow, Edinburgh, and up on the west coast of Scotland there. And those properties are the small to medium independent operators. So when you walk through the door of that hotel, 9 times out of 10, you're shaking hands with the owner or the manager of the hotel. So straight away, you're into the decision maker in the hotel, which gives you a much better chance of making that sale and making something happen. So that was the UK. That's how we kind of started and where it's kind of progressed to. And interestingly, as we speak, just talking about expansion in Vietnam and various places, we're also currently employing someone to go into the UK market full time. What's been happening to date, Chris, is that we've had the sales team in the Irish market have been traveling over and back intermittently to Scotland and the UK and Wales and so on. But we feel to really make that market work, we need to put boots on the ground, as we would say here. We need to get someone in the market full time. So we're currently in the process of looking for someone for that position as we speak. So that's exciting for us in the UK. We've got some big potential over there. It's a vast market, no more than Vietnam. Another big one for us, currently we have about 100 hotels, just over 100 hotels in the French market. But again, that was a slow burner. That's something we probably started looking at back in 2012, 2013, that particular market. And again, there was a lot of regulatory issues there in terms of the government in France, how they wanted us to adapt the system to adhere to their local legislation in terms of tax and revenue and so on. So that was quite a tedious job. The French are very particular about the property management systems that we have or the type of software we sell, that it has to adhere to their local regulations. There was an awful lot of work went in to make that happen. The other thing that struck us in the French market in the early days was that they weren't very mature to the technology. A lot of the hotels in Ireland are whiz kids when it comes to technology, absolutely, in comparison to some other markets. The French market in particular weren't that hugely receptive to the type of software we were selling at that time. And it was mainly because they weren't really even aware that these products existed and how they could help them. They didn't fully understand because the technology was foreign to them. But alas, as time has gone by, that's done a complete about face. They've caught up with the likes of the Irish market now. So that has opened some doors for us now in the French market. So what we've done in the French market, we've employed a further two individuals now in the French market on the ground in France doing sales. So we have one individual based in Arcachon in West France, and then another one based up in Brittany there, just west of Paris. So those two individuals are doing sales full time, Chris, for us now in the French market. And then we have another native French speaker here in the French market, based in the Donegal Town head office, who looks after the support and the support and the setup of properties and so on. So that's the three kind of closer to home markets, or two closer to home markets, Chris, that we operate in and how they come about.
What is the system for, in effect, when somebody makes an inquiry and maybe you've spoken with them and they want to look at the system, do you offer a free trial, or how do they get an idea of how the thing works?
So there's a number of different ways we go about that. When we get a sense that a hotel wants to maybe move forward or get a closer look at the platform, primarily what we try to do, Chris, we get out to see them. And it's something we have done for many, many years. And as I said earlier, when we were discussing it, part of this company's culture is that we like to sit with the customers on a one-to-one basis and understand their requirements and understand the challenges that they have in the property. And that's the number one thing for us. And we take great pleasure in doing that because we learn from the hotels in the same way that the hotels learn from us. So we generally tend to go on site and demo the product with them. That's what we do. So they'll get the reception staff around. The manager will be there, whoever needs to see it, and we'll demo the software for an hour or two or whatever length of time they need. Obviously, we do stuff online, Chris, as well. We can do Teams meetings or Zoom meetings or whatever with potential customers. But just to answer your other question in relation to free trials, yes, absolutely. To put hotels' minds at ease, we offer a three-month free trial to all new customers. And as well as that, we don't have any fixed-term contracts in this business. So what we do is we operate on a no-contract basis with our customers. And that suits hotels. Give them peace of mind because they can sit there and go, okay, I might use this for 6 months and maybe it's not for me. They're safe in the knowledge that they can leave at any time. They're not tied into a fixed term contract. So that's beneficial for the hotels, and they see that as a big plus. But in terms of the pricing, what we do is there's a number of, our pricing is based on rooms. So effectively, if you've got up to 10 rooms, say to 10 rooms in the property, that's priced at €99 per month. And then if you're up to, say, 20 rooms, it'd be €139 per month. Up to 30 rooms, €179 per month. And then once you get up to the bigger, say, 40, 50 room properties, you'd be talking about €229 per month. And that's for all four products. That's for the property management system, the website, the booking engine, and the channel manager product.
Now, I was looking up before we came on air just Trustpilot, which is often an interesting website to look at. And when it comes to guestdiary.com, great to see, Jerry. You're faring well. 97% gave you 5-star, 3% 4-star, 4.9 out of 5. Again, this comes back to word of mouth and reviews and things like that. So obviously, you're getting a lot of satisfaction from users with the end product. and this has been borne out by increased sales. So tell us a little bit, over the last few years, the company has grown steadily, and in terms of staff numbers, because of taking on additional people, you've also moved premises relatively recently.
We have indeed, Chris. So, I mean, just going back, maybe I'm just going to go back pre-COVID. For example, the company at that time, if memory serves, we probably were about seven or eight individuals. And internally here in the company, there's a mix of different departments. So we're quite a small business, but a very dynamic and multifaceted business. We do everything in-house, Chris, here in this company. So our sales and marketing team are in-house. Our sales team are all in-house. Our software development team are all in-house. So we don't outsource anything out of this business. Basically, all the software that is under the guestdiary.com umbrella is built in Donegal Town by a team of software engineers. So pre-COVID, we had about seven or eight employees. So because of the success that I spoke about earlier during the COVID years, that really was the enabler for us to turn things up a gear effectively after the COVID. So what we've done in the interim now, we've effectively doubled the staff numbers. So we've gone from about seven or eight individuals now to 16, and probably next week we'll be up to 17. And we probably have plans in other markets as well, but that's down the line. But at this point in time, we're 16 employees. And recently we moved out to a new premises here in Lurganboy. Anybody that's familiar with Donegal Town, I know where I am, out beside the craft village here. It really came about just through the expansion. We outgrew the premises we were in. We were in a fantastic premises in the town, in Donegal Town, for many, many years. But we just ultimately outgrew that premises. So we moved to a fantastic new office here, just on the outskirts of Donegal Town. So it's all worked out incredibly well for us, Chris, in that regard. We're a very multinationality office as well. I think I counted this morning. I was thinking, I think we have about eight different nationalities working in the office, as far away as Brazil and Poland and places like that, and Romania and so forth. So yeah, very interesting journey in the last 2 or 3 years in particular, Chris, absolutely.
So to retain customers and to attract new customers, you have to move with the times. You have to develop and bring on new additions to the whole guestdiary.com system that is available to people. So if somebody is signed up and they're paying, as you've explained there, the pricing plan, what happens when it comes to updating and upgrading? How does that all work?
Well, the beauty of it is that the whole system is cloud-based. So what do I mean by cloud-based? That effectively means it's sitting up on the internet somewhere. So as a hotel or guest house or B&B even, we don't distinguish between any of them. We'll take any type of accommodation here, as you'd add, Chris. The system is all stored in the cloud, so basically up on the internet. So what we do is every month we have regular releases, what we call releases, that go out into the software. So those would be enhancements that have come about through things that we've devised internally. So we'll say that would be an excellent feature for the system. Let's build it. Our software engineering team go off and build it and test it. We send it out for testing internally. We send it out then for testing to a few of the customer base, and then we release it out to the wider world. So anyone that avails of the system automatically avails of all those upgrades, and you don't pay any extra for them. So the system, as it evolves and grows and gets better, the hotels and guest houses avail of that technology as a result, and it doesn't cost them a penny extra. Just to give you an example, Chris, some of the things we're looking at the moment here, the hotel sector has a big staffing issue, as we know at the minute, as a lot of sectors have, but particularly the hospitality sector. And what's becoming quite an issue at the moment is automation. So a lot of the hotels are coming to us and saying, Jerry, wouldn't it be great if I could have some way of having guests checking in automatically into the hotel? Okay, so what we're looking at the moment is check-in kiosks. So for example, you'll see these in continental Europe. They haven't come this far yet, but they are coming, I can assure you. Where somebody walks into the hotel, they type in the reservation number, they put in their credit card, and it gives them the key for the room, and off they go to the room, and it's all paid. So there's no interaction with a reception desk. Now, admittedly, that wouldn't suit certain types of 4- and 5-star hotels, but some of the smaller, more budget properties, that would be a requirement. They are looking for that type of technology. The other one that's becoming more prevalent at the minute, and it's gathering quite a head of steam, is the what we call smart locks. So these would be the locks on the doors for the room. So you don't have the old style plastic key card anymore. You have your phone, you hold it up to the door, it automatically opens the door, and off we go. So those are the type of things we're looking at for the next 12, 18 months. We've got a lot of those types of integrations coming along. And that's an exciting time for us. I mean, we're starting to really branch out now, Chris, out of our, I suppose, shell. We've been working, building up this product for the last 10 years, whatever, in the guestdiary.com product. And now is the time has come for us to finally spread out and look at these third-party integrations with other things like smart locks, kiosks, and so on. So there's a number of these things coming down the tracks in the next 12 or 18 months. So it's quite an exciting time as far as the technical end of the house goes as well.
And I'm thinking also maybe people who are trained up with your system, maybe if they're moving from one hotel to another, they might well have it down in their CV that they're au fait with the guest diary system.
Absolutely. One of the things we did back in the COVID times as well that I forgot to mention, Chris, is that we devised this thing called the Guest Diary Ninjas. Okay, I don't remember who came up with the term. It wasn't me, I should add. But it basically what it is, think of it more, it's like a cluster of hotel staff. And these are people that are certified and trained on our system. So you'll remember earlier I talked about the Guest Diary University. So that course enabled staff to get trained up to a sufficient level in our system where they could use the system day to day without any problems. What tends to happen in the hospitality sector is that people move around, like any sector. So Mary could be working in Donegal Town today in a hotel, but in a year's time, she could turn up in Letterkenny working in a hotel. So we would hope, and it has happened numerous times, where they turn up at the new hotel and they'll go, the GM will say, does anyone know a good property management system and web booking engine supplier? And because they're certified on our system as a guest diary ninja, basically what happens then is they'll say, well, look, I'm certified on this guest diary system. Why not give that a go? So that's another mechanism that we used during the COVID to try and leverage the staff in the hotels to effectively convert and do sales for us to a certain extent. Because the people are moving around, they're taking their knowledge and experience of the system with them. And that has worked incredibly well for us as well during the COVID, when we set that up during the COVID years. So what we do is we regularly communicate with those people. We send them out regular emails and we send them out information about various industry-related topics and so on. So we nurture those people effectively and keep them under our wing.
And what about direct competitors and, you know, how do you give people that extra little advantage or what's your USP that enables you to just get that added bit of business?
The biggest one by far that comes to mind would be our support. And it goes back to what I said earlier, Chris, about the personal touch. We not only do we sell software products to the hospitality sector, but we also mentor our customers, okay? So if you're a hotel that wants to call me up today and say, Jerry, I have a bit of a question about revenue management, or I have a bit of a question about booking.com, or how does this work? We won't shy away from any of these queries. We'll field any query we can help with, we'll field it. And customers absolutely appreciate that level of service. As well as that, you pick up the phone and ring here to Donegal Town and someone will answer the phone within one or two rings, I can guarantee that. Our competitors in the main do not do that. Mainly the bigger competitors in our space work purely on an online basis. And you'll see this yourself, Chris, when you're dealing with some of the big hitting, you know, bigger companies, the likes of the Googles, this world, the Facebooks, you can't pick up the phone and ring them. You know, you don't get that personal touch. You're sending chat messages, emails. That frustrates hotels. Hotels don't want to deal with a company on that basis. They want to pick up the phone and talk to Jerry or talk to one of the guys in Donegal Town here. And that's always been our mantra. Because at the end of the day, we have to understand we're selling a high-tech product to a low-tech industry. So we can't expect the hotel sector to be whiz kids in technology. We have to be able to support them and nurture them and mentor them along the way on their journey through the technology. So that as a USP would be by far and away our biggest selling point. That personal touch, plus the fact that we build everything in-house as well. All the technology is ours. We build the technology. So that allows us to direct the technology in the way that the hotels want. So a lot of the feedback that we take in from hotels is directly fed back into the product. So if I get someone calls me today, Chris, and they say, Jerry, I don't like the way that works. We need to get that changed. That's been like that now for 6 months. Can we change it? We put that into the development queue for the software engineering guys, and we get it changed and we get it out, and then everyone benefits from that change. So we take the feedback of our customers very seriously, and we feed that all back into the software. So the customers help us to develop the software as we go along, because we wouldn't claim to know everything here, Chris. You know, we take our cues from the guys in the hotels that are sitting in front of the reception desks every day. You know, those are the guys that will ultimately tell you what's right and wrong on your platform. So those are a couple of kind of unique selling points. By far and away, as I say, the support is our big one, and the price. Of course, we're not expensive comparatively speaking with a lot of our competitors. We're very cost effective for smaller properties. That's another big selling point.
Well, Jerry, outside of the day-to-day or 24-hour world that you may sometimes live in, keeping an eye on all things related to guestdiary.com, How do you get a bit of downtime yourself? What's the recipe?
Well, gardening is one of my number one things, but unfortunately I fell into that by accident. It wasn't by choice, Chris, I might add. I spend most of my time doing a bit of gardening. Quite therapeutic. I have to say, I actually enjoy it, you know, all joking aside. I do a bit of running in my time, not as much as I used to. The legs are not what they used to be. I try to get out as much as I can, but it's not always easy. Other than that, it's sometimes hard to get away, but you need a bit of a distraction. Absolutely, Chris, you do, no doubt about it.
And just before we wind things up, Gerry, tell us in terms of state supports, Enterprise Ireland, local support here in the county, how good a place is Donegal to do business?
Well, I'm a Donegal man through and through, Chris, and anybody that knows me knows that. I've always been based in Donegal. I built my whole career in Donegal. You know, this whole company was built in Donegal. And it's in Donegal we're going to be, and I wouldn't be anywhere else. Enterprise Ireland in particular have been very good to us, say even the pre-COVID years. In terms of mentoring and everything else, we got a lot of backup from Enterprise Ireland to grow the business, particularly in the Vietnamese market as well. They were excellent over there. In addition to that, the French market, we got a lot of support there from Enterprise Ireland in terms of business mentoring and so on, and getting us up to speed on the ins and outs of the different markets. But in terms of Donegal as a destination, I mean, in the modern age, I don't know what holds anybody back. I mean, with the connectivity now that we have in Donegal, I would recommend any business setting up in Donegal. I mean, there's no excuses anymore. I mean, once upon a time, the broadband infrastructure was abysmal, as we know. But I think those days are thankfully behind us. You can run a business from anywhere now as long as you've got a broadband connection. Chris, is the long and short of it. So absolutely, couldn't say enough good things about running a business in Donegal.
Well, that's a good positive note to round things up. And just before we conclude, Gerry, if somebody wants to find out more about guestdiary.com, obviously the website is a good first port of call.
Website's a good starting point, or you can call us on 074-970-6666, or you can email info@guestdiary.com, and we'll be more than happy to answer the phone or reply to your emails.
Well, my thanks to Gerry Haughey, General Manager of guestdiary.com. Gerry, it's been a pleasure talking with you this week on Business Matters.
Pleasure, Chris. Thanks very much.
Well, that's it for this episode of Business Matters with me, Chris Ashmore. And you can contact the program on Business Matters at highlandradio.com. Until the next time, goodbye.